escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cut down day in the NFL. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll break down all the Falcon stuff coming up at 5 o'clock. And we'll also go around the league to tell you who is making teams. For example, Kevin Stefanski for the Browns just said Dylan Gabriel is the backup quarterback, which means Shedeur Sanders is the third quarterback. That's interesting, but he just literally said that a moment ago. So coaches are holding press conferences, talking about their rosters. So that is where that situation is. Now, again, Shedeur makes the team in Cleveland, but he says Gabriel is the backup. So, Mike, this is the kind of stuff that you say, okay, hey, who made the team? Now what does it look like? There you go for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, because Pickett gets traded to the Raiders with Aiden What's-His-Face getting down with an injury.
O'Connell?
So, yeah, him too. So they had to go bring him in there to back up Geno Smith. Meanwhile, the biggest story from the NFL today is obviously Desmond Ridder getting released by the Bengals.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, I mean, don't want to wish that for anybody, but I had a guy, I couldn't tell if this guy's being a Weisenheimer, but he posted this on social media. Bring him home.
Okay, stop it. It's not happening.
I think this is the guy that I argued with like last year. This is like the guy who's like the president of the Desmond Ridder fan club here in Atlanta. Membership one. But anyway, that's not happening. We're good at actually very good at the quarterback position.
Yes, we are, which gets us to this conversation. And Mike's got some guy talk coming up. Stay tuned for that. Very interesting story that we have to discuss. But do we have the best backup situation in the league? And if we do, then why would you want Cousins at this point? Now that we've gone through all of this, right? This has been an up and down roller coaster of emotions. Want him out of here. Can't be here. Can't get along with guys. He'll be a distraction. All the things we've talked about. But now that we're here and we're about to start the season in 9 days, he needs to be here for the entire season. I don't want to part ways, Mike, at this point, knowing how fragile this thing is in the NFL, and we've said this. We wish Michael Penix, man, I want him to ball out. I want him to play in every single game. I want him to take us to the playoffs. But if he's not able to, this backup quarterback situation now just kind of sets us up. And by the way, our buddy Cody Benjamin, who writes for CBS, who was talking about this and got a lot of response in return about, hey, saying we've got the Falcons by far have the best backup quarterback situation in the league. Why would we want to screw that up and maybe trade him away just because we're in our feels?
Right, because I know that we thought maybe Easton Stick would be kept on the roster because of the opportunity to trade Kirk Cousins because of another starting quarterback on a team viable enough for him to say yes to a trade. And now there's a story from the Saints wire saying they were kicking the tires on Easton Stick.
Wow. Okay.
So that's the thing. He's got albeit a couple of games, but he's got 4 or 5 games under his belt under center for the Chargers. And he looked pretty good in preseason, despite how bad that offensive line was around him. So we released Easton Stick, I presume, under the assumption, Carl, he's going to clear waivers and they'll put him back on practice squad. Otherwise, you've got to go searching through that rogues gallery of backups.
Yeah. That's interesting with the Saints because, again, they named Spencer Strattler, Strider.
Spencer Rattler.
Rattler, yes. Spencer Strider started last night as their starter, and we were talking about that. More on this division. We know that Baker Mayfield's going to start for Tampa. Now we know what Tampa's the Saints situation is, and of course we know what Carolina's situation is.
Are you worried? I mean, does it bother you that because Easton Stick did at least have a couple months here with us, that if Kirk Cousins does get traded, they'll have somebody to back him
up. It does.
I just, of all the things we were going to do, I assumed Easton Stick would be here as an insurance policy for a Kirk Cousins trade.
Okay. Hold on, Mike. Our buddy Mark Raimondi has tweeted out that Caleb McGarry is out for the season.
There you go. I mean, we had talked about this off the air, and the Falcons get mad when we throw stuff out there, but this is something we were led to believe was going to happen, and now Mark Raimondi and ESPN.com confirming it.
All right. Now we know. And we said we wouldn't speculate because, again, you know the word they use, extended amount of time. I kept saying, what does that mean? How much time are we talking about? Caleb McGarry now out for the season. Okay. Now I'm worried.
5 weeks into the season, you have the bye week. Elijah Wilkinson, we picked up a guy who did start. He's played in 4 games, started in 3. We did get a guy who's got at least, a year of being on an NFL roster, albeit from a 6th-rounder from a small school in Michael Jarrell. We traded a conditional 7th-rounder for a guy that was drafted in the 6th round. So that's depth for Elijah Wilkinson. You're betting that Elijah Wilkinson, a guard switching to tackle with injury issues, could play the position.
Yeah.
And then maybe there's another trade in the offing from somebody on a roster somewhere. Just
now,
a thought.
I'm worried now.
You in danger, girl.
Because Storm Norton doesn't get back here till the middle part of the season. That's 6 to 8 weeks. And just because it's 6 to 8 weeks off an ankle injury, high ankle injury.
Doesn't mean he's ready to play.
Right.
You can do anything for a few weeks. Now you're talking about the entire season. And let me rephrase this, because we talked a little bit about this, and I tried to stay calm. But that's the side of the ball or the side of the line that you ran the football the most on. So when it's 3rd and 2, Mike, and we're giving the ball to Bijan or Tyler Algier, you were going to that side. You were going to the right side and running behind your best run-blocking tackle, which was Caleb McGarry. 53% to 47% on the other side. Again, it's minuscule, but the fact is you trust that more. It's like the teams have a side of the line that they like to run to much more than mm-hmm. than another.
Right.
So that part of it, how will that be affected? And then the other side of it is, I'm not saying Elijah can't do the job, because I said, I still feel like he's their best option. To bring somebody in and say, hey, pick up this system and we need you to be ready to go in 8 or 9 days is just unlikely. But he's going to start the season and then he'll have to grow and continue to get better. But I am worried because now you're talking about going into the season, now for the full season, with an offensive line that is not going to be as good as we thought it was going to be.
Right. Elijah Wilkinson is just not as good as Caleb McGarry. Storm Norton is better than Elijah Wilkinson. Storm Norton is a more than serviceable backup, but we lost him for 6 to 8 weeks. So the two best tackle, the guys who can play tackle the best, not named Jake Matthews, are not available, one for the season and one for 6 to 8 weeks. So that's, we go to plan C and D, and I don't know if there's if Terry Fano is still working the phones, if they feel Elijah Wilkinson can do this job.
All right, Big O, what do you have to add here?
So very interesting, gentlemen. On the reserve injured designated to return in the reserve injured list, there's one name I am not seeing.
Storm?
Troy Anderson.
Oh.
Well, we were told. That's why I was confused by Coach putting it out there a week ago that he thought Storm might be on the roster. That one made no sense. We haven't seen Storm Norton in shoulder pads all year.
You mean Troy Anderson?
Troy Anderson. I mean, Storm Norton we saw. We also didn't see him after practice. But we haven't seen Troy Anderson out there at all.
Yeah.
Other than in shorts and a T-shirt.
So no wave list, no cut list, no injured list. He is not listed on any name, on any of these lists I see right now. So I guess he's on the active roster now. Right, Does that mean that?
That means they presume that whatever he's been dealing with, he will recover from.
I'm shocked. I'm not even lying to you.
Look, I'm happy for Troy Anderson. He'll have a chance to contribute on this football team as a second rounder who's been unfortunate because of injury. He's a waste of a pick. But it's kind of surprising. I mean, their medical staff feels he's going to come back and return. Okay.
Look, again, though, this is about how can you help me now. This isn't about how can you help me 2 years from now. I'm shocked. I mean, Troy Anderson has done nothing, in my opinion, to help himself to make right. this team. And Mike, maybe they feel like the talent is just too good to give up on. And he's going to be okay eventually, but how long are we talking about? Here's what's interesting, too. And Big O and Day-Day, check this out. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Make sure that I'm looking at this correctly. Falcons keep 7 wide receivers. London, Mooney, Ray-Ray McLeod, Kadarius Hodge, Casey Washington, David Seals, Jamal Agnew. Those are the 7 guys that'll be, you know, at wide receiver and your reserves, et cetera. And, again, some of those guys are playing special teams. But no word on Darnell Mooney, guys, as I'm looking at this, which means he should be available. He should be available week one. There is no designation for him to be on the injured list or any of this stuff. So I think that's important to point out. As much as we're talking about Caleb McGarry, and if you're just joining us, this news just dropping as the Falcons releasing, and we're finally getting the full release of this, the players who are making this 53-man roster. Caleb McGarry's out for the season. Mike's been talking about Darnell Mooney. No designation here. So, Mike, he should be available week one. All right.
That's good to hear. We didn't get to see him, unfortunately, work as much with Michael Penix Jr. as we would have liked to, but hopefully they'll get that thing ramped up. And if Troy Anderson, they feel that Troy Anderson can contribute. He's on the pup list right now, though, right, Oren? Troy Anderson on the pup list? Yeah, so that means he's going to – he'll be off at least the first 4 weeks of the season.
All right. What do you guys think?
If that continues.
I'm a little worried now. Mike's been there. I haven't. Now I am. Because now you're talking about a full season without one of the best right tackles, especially run-blocking right tackles in football. And, guys, we ran the football really well the last few years behind this dude. 404-726-0929. You can hit us up. Text us. Call us. Day-Day, we'll take a few calls as well. I know Mike's got guy talk coming up here, but we'll take some into the 5 o'clock hour as well. This news just coming down. So we were all just wondering, all right, 4, 5, 6 weeks, what's it going to be? 3 weeks. Season. That's not great news.
Yeah, we had heard, I'm trying to be a jerk. I kind of figured he was done for the season, the way it was being handled. And there's no reason, as we said earlier, to kind of throw it out there on a billboard just how bad this is when you're still trying to perhaps execute a trade. They could still maybe try to get a trade going now, but teams have set their rosters for a reason.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and by the way, released Jordan Fuller, Ronnie Harrison, C.J. Henderson. This is the list of guys. Khalid Kareem, edge rusher. Brandon Parker, offensive tackle, no longer here. Easton Stick. And again, some of these guys we talked about, who they want back on the practice squad, we'll see. Kentavious Street, Mike, released.
Big part of the rotation in the interior defensive line.
So. Keith Taylor, cornerback. The guy that we questioned and we said, is he going to make this team? Clark Phillips did. Clark Phillips is here.
Yep.
So for a guy that's been out of action for a while here, they really like him. We knew that.
J.D. Bertrand made the team from Notre Dame, former fifth rounder.
And that was a question too, wasn't it? We were talking about him. So this is where we're at, Falcon Nation. And then this is what we're talking about with you guys. Look, I still feel really good about our team. But now we're going to find out how good our offensive coordinator is. Because he's got to make some adjustments as to how he wants to approach this. You just don't take a guy out like this and go, all right, we're just going to do the same things. You'll do some of the same things. But, Mike, there are some things I don't think Elijah...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wilkinson can do as well as Caleb McGarry.
Right. So you look at it and you say, how do you prevent Michael Penix from becoming a greasy spot? You move him around? No, you're not putting him on roller skates, as a caller said to us earlier last week. But you do need a chip. You'll have to use your tight ends, use your running backs. You know, an extra body will be back there if Elijah Wilkinson struggles against some of the elite edge rushers we're going to see with this schedule.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.